I can't hear anything if you guys are saying anything. I can see you.
We need
interpret. Can you hear us now, Julie?
I can hear you now.
Okay.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the Wednesday, May 10th, 2023. Regular Board of Directors meeting. If you'll stand and join me in the flag salute. Ready? Again.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Mission statement, the Big Bear Airport District serves the Big Bear Valley by providing a safe, efficient, and exceptional venue for aviation operations. Number three is roll call and introductions.
Okay. First, if you can confirm Julie's.
Okay. So can you confirm that you are at the address that is posted on the
I can confirm that I'm on the address. Do you need me to repeat the address?
The address is 4011 14th Street, room 1A, Riverside, California.
That is where I'm located.
Thank you. Okay.
Thank you. Members present, please signify by saying aye. President Seifert?
Aye.
Vice President Lindstrom?
Aye.
Director Castillo?
Aye.
Director Hicks?
Aye.
Director Smith?
Aye.
Others present include General Manager Ryan Goss, Administration Manager Abby Erickson, and myself, Board Secretary Patty Lopez. We welcome members of the public.
Okay, approval of agenda.
No changes from staff.
Directors?
Not here.
Any change from the agenda?
Nope.
Okay. Okay, public comments. A person wishing to comment on an agenda item should come to the podium and wait for the president to recognize them, unless otherwise provided for a specific item. All comments are limited to 3 minutes each, with an overall of 15 minutes. No speaker may allot their time to others. Comments on agenda items, comments concerning matters on the agenda will be heard at the time the matter is considered. Comments on non-agenda items. Comments concerning matters not on the agenda will be heard during the public comment section of the agenda. A speaker's comments should be within the subject matter jurisdiction of the Big Bear Airport District Board. Please note, if you're addressing the board on items not on the agenda, the Brown Act does not allow board discussion of such items because they are not on the agenda and thus were not noticed publicly. Therefore, the board may only do the following: refer the matter to staff, ask for additional information or request to report back, or give a very limited actual response. Your comments may be placed on the agenda for further future discussion. At this time, are there any public comments on non-agenda items? Hearing none. Number five is special presentations and proclamations. There are none. Is the Civil Air Patrol present?
No.
Nobody from Civil Air Patrol. Big Bear Pilots Association.
Thank you. We will be kicking off our season with a welcome back event at the Fuselage on Saturday, the 27th. That's Memorial Day weekend from 11:30 till 2. The hot dogs and drinks, and get a chance to reacquaint everybody with what they've been doing over the winter.
Cool. Thank you, Jack.
People are great from large sailing.
Consent agenda, approval of draft minutes 5.7, pages 5 to 7. Then the regular board meeting agenda, 8.1.8 from April 12th. And 8.2 is year-to-date financial reports on pages 8 through 21.
Move approval.
I can approve in a minute.
Yeah, everything's going to be, all votes are going to be by roll call.
Yeah, check the motion to approve.
Right. So we need a second.
I second.
Okay, Director. Oh, this one too.
Just going real.
Okay, Director Hicks moved to accepting the consent agenda as written to include regular board meeting minutes of April 12, 2023, and accept and file the year-to-date financial reports. Director Mary Kay seconded the motion. All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 The motion to approve the minutes of the regular board meeting of Wednesday, April 12, 2023, and to accept the year-to-date financial reports was passed with all members present voting aye.
Thank you, Patty. Number 9 is full consent agenda item. There are none. Number 10 is business matters, discussion, and possible action. 10.1, discussion review of draft 1 of the 2023-2024 district budget. And those are on pages 22 and 24.
All right. Good afternoon, everyone. So before you is our first draft of the proposed 23-24 fiscal year budget. I did it a little bit different this year. Normally what we do is we have a very detailed budget where it shows year to dates through each month, and it gets very convoluted and the numbers kind of get mixed up. So this year I decided to make it more simplified, a little bit easier to read, a little bit easier to digest. So as you can see, we have the in row A, which was the adopted budget that you guys approved June of last year. We have our projected year-end total in column B. Under the C category is our proposed budget that we're going to talk about today for the 23-24. And then the next two columns are differences in percentages, additions or subtractions throughout the budget, and the percentages of the increases or decreases. So real quick, we're just going to go over some of the projected numbers right now under the revenue category. You can see that the total revenue that we thought we were going to have last year, we were looking at about 1.2 million, and we're projecting 1.3 currently right now. So we have a little bit more revenue than what we had anticipated, primarily to tax revenue. When I did the budget last year, we were pretty conservative on those numbers, and again this year I'm being conservative as well. So you can see column C, we're looking at about roughly a 2.6% increase, totaling about $34,300 in additional revenue. Now, like I said, I'm being very, very cautious on how much we receive, because I would rather have below on our revenue and see a larger increase. Bottom line, if you go through, you can see that we have a pretty small revenue area and a vast expense category. Some of the things that we're seeing, of course, fuel costs are going up, and in the expense category, we have some areas that are increasing just due to the actuals this year. I have increased some areas, specifically like under the R&M maintenance, vehicle maintenance. We need to replace some tires and some equipment parts, which are are quite costly. Our insurance liability actually went down. Those are actual numbers, Abby, if that's correct. We received those from SDRMA and all that. So went down $4,600. Let's see. We reduced the grounds a little bit just to be closer to the actual. We do have some little projects that we want to do. On the second page there, page 23, if we get down to the total expenses, as you can see, actually, let's go just down to the bottom, and this will kind of, we have the capital improvements, which is line 66. And so the temporary modular buildings, we had $150,000 allocated last year. We have only spent $8,400 of that because we have been tied up with the county. That $150,000 was going to be for utilities. It was going to be for the ADA ramps and the kind of the finishing off the inside. We're hoping to get that here really, really soon. So we've just kind of pushed that $150,000 to the next fiscal year. Gate repairs we removed because we have, I'm looking at doing a project with the FAA that will help us do some gate repairs. And essentially what we're going to do is we're going to upgrade the gates, the gate motors. I'm looking at doing solar or new motors that have battery backup. So in the event that we have power outages, since we have that a lot, the only gate that we have currently that is on our standby generator is gate one. And so being able to get these gates back online with solar generator, and they can run almost 24 hours on the system that they have, that'll allow us gate access on the north side. Specifically for me, for emergency access, because when the power does go out, nobody can get out the gates on the north side. And if this gate gets impacted, then we're going to have some difficulty. Pavement rehabilitation and crack filling. So this is material, men and equipment to do some crack filling that we have here. I want to stay consistent on pavement maintenance. We have a pavement management plan that we've put in place with the FAA. That was a grant that they funded for us. And we need to continue to do periodic maintenance on it. The utility trailer. So as anyone knows that lives in the rural area or in the county area over here, CSD has implemented a new green waste rule where no green waste can be put into dumpsters. And we have, historically, we have a lot of weeds that we pick up from the wind blowing on fence lines, and the guys go out and pick them up. We put them in the dumpsters. Well, we can't do that anymore. And the cost for a dumpster for a green waste is roughly about 200 and something bucks a month, and they dump it once a week. Well, that only allows us to go take essentially a 4-yard bucket of weeds and put it in for one week. And it's we can get multiple green waste containers, but now that cost just, you know, escalates. Yeah. And so I talked it over with the maintenance staff, and I think that for us in the green waste, because we're running into a problem now with that new rule being put in place, we're having tenants dropping green waste into the dumpsters. They won't dump it. So now my guys are going over every morning and cleaning out green waste from the dumpsters, and we're storing that because it's here, it's on our property. So we shouldn't be, no tenant should be producing green waste here at the airport. So what they're doing is they're bringing it off site from their home or whatever and dumping it in our dumpsters. And then it's taking staff time to get into the dumpster and remove all of that stuff.
So where are you putting it?
We have it in piles right now. It's basically, we have trash bags of people that have dumped, we have dumpsters on the north side. We have dumpsters on the south side here. We're probably going to be moving those dumpsters on the inside of the airport. So we can't get any kind of people from the outside dumping, but every day we come in, there's a bag of green waste. And
what do you think, people dump it over the fence?
No, they're not. Like the dumpsters that are here, the employee parking dumpsters, the public is dumping there.
Right.
The ones that are on the airport are tenants who are collecting their green waste. And instead of taking it to the dump, they're dumping it in our dumpster.
So what do you intend to do with it?
So what my intention is, as you can see, we're looking at purchasing a utility trailer that can be towed behind the maintenance truck, and we can put our green waste in there and take it to the disposal site and dispose of it that way. And the cost is we can probably pay for dumpsters for probably a year, and we would have already paid for the dumpsters.
For the trailer.
It's creating a problem for everyone.
Absolutely, it is.
I mean, you can't believe what I hear.
Yeah. And so this is the easiest solution that I have found. You know, we do have a big roll-off dumpster, but that costs at least a minimum of $200 to move it every single time. And then we're at somebody else's. We have to wait for them to have the time. And for my guys, if they can take the trailer out there, pick up all the weeds, throw them in the trailer, fill them up and take it out there and dump it, we're saving time. So those are the hangar door upgrade. So as I had spoke last month, we've been in talks with Air Methods about relocating them to the north side, to that, the Y1 hangar. Y1 is the old flight school hangar over there that is currently being rented by a private individual. He's going to be moving out. And so what I'm looking to do is upgrade the hangar door so their helicopter can fit. And this will include the door, the covering on it, the installation, the electrical, and any other associated stuff that is required. Even if the helicopter does not rent this hangar, the hangar door needs to be replaced, because while we have the width of the hangar, it's always been a problem with the height. The tail height and the design of the door has been cumbersome for quite some time. So I've added $50,000 into that. But bottom line, if you can look at the very last line, on A, we're looking at, I budgeted $548,690 as the net increase over debt. So that's how much we projected to have at the end of this fiscal year. Under line B, projected, we're looking at $814,000. So we have done quite well in the way we've done our budget, even though we have had a few line items go over budget. The overall budget, we're still in really, really good shape. We get to line C, which is our proposed budget. As you can see, with what we have within expenses, within revenue and with expenses, we're going to have a net revenue of about $114,400.
In the reserves.
Exactly. And that's what we're proposing. We hope that we get more money in taxes, and that number will go up. If there's any questions that you have, line B or line D is in Delta. You can see the differences where we've added some stuff and some subtracted some stuff. I think the big area is basically from line 55 all the way down to 64, which is salaries. We've changed a few things in there as well. There is some OPEB or GASB 75, which is the annuitants, retiree, medical, vision, and dental. And so we've had to increase some of those areas because those were budgeted different in the past. I know I'm probably going way too deep here, but we pre-funded a lot of this OPEB with a large amount of money that the board approved quite a, couple years ago, 4 or 5 years ago. We've exhausted those revenues to pay for those the annuitants, and we feel that it's better just to keep it on the books on a monthly basis instead of having another amount of money that we're trying to track outside of our area. So I'll entertain any questions for you if you have
any. Let's go ahead. Steve, why don't you go ahead and start off?
Yeah, first of all, good job. Thank you. And this is so much easier on the eyes.
Even I understand.
Yeah. Oh. I like that. It looks so much nicer. But yeah, I didn't want to get too deep, but it looks good, like what we've worked on before. Just to kind of rehash some of these things. So the R&M equipment went up substantial, and refresh our memory with that.
So line 47, you can see that we increased it to a total of $25,000. That's going to include purchasing of plow blades that cut the snow. Okay. We have tires that need to be purchased on one of the snow plow pieces of equipment, which they're about $2,000 a piece. And so all of the R&M equipment is specifically for all of our in-house equipment that we have on site. So it's tires. I don't have it broke down exactly, but it's tires, blades, some repairs on our Genie lift. We have a pump that's going out. So it's repair.
Right. So if you were to just for just throwing this out there. So like if you were to say like a lot of these things might only come up every few years, right?
Correct.
At that level.
Yes.
But if you were to put a number like the R&M maintenance grounds, some of these big percentage increases, R&M hangers, lighting, et cetera, equipment, what would you say the average? Is there an average percentage that you could attach to say that you can count on
budgeting
for these items?
So if you look at line 40, like we were talking R&M maintenance, motorized equipment, we budget it on average, we budget about $5,000 a year. Okay.
Right.
So we were projected to this year to be at 10.7, and we had, because of the large plowing season that we had, the trucks took a little bit more of a punishment, and we had some tires that had to be replaced, and I couldn't wait till the end of the fiscal year and get them. We were hot into the snow season, and we had to do them. So normally and historically, we're running, below roughly $10,000 in each of those line items, with the exception of grounds. And you can see where grounds, we were at 45. We're projected to spend 29.3 right now. And I brought it to 35 just because I want to make sure we have some cushion in there if we need to do some specific things out there.
So it's always going to vary every few years
based
on wear and tear. And
yeah. Just
budget accordingly.
Yeah. Right? Normally what happens is you place your numbers on historical data. So essentially you look at your projected year end, and this is just a draft. Once we get, we just got the numbers for April, we'll be into May and then June. As soon as we start getting those numbers of expenses, we'll be inputting those into the detailed budget, and those numbers will probably change a little bit as well. And they may go down a little bit.
Gotcha.
But you try to project your budget with what your actual previous budget is, unless you have extraordinary expenses within a single budget line item.
Gotcha. And that's it. That's all I have now. Let some others. Thanks.
Chuck?
No, let the others go. I'm still thinking about my questions.
I don't have a question.
Okay. Julie?
The Gatsby. The OPEB GAPB 75, you said we're going to need to pay some more there, but that's not budgeted yet. Is that correct?
Yeah. So what we did, we've done in the past is under the it's been kind of weird because we pre-funded OPEB for quite some time. We had an area under the revenue section, which would be our reimbursement. And then we had OPEB under the expense category, and it should have zeroed out. That was when we were pre-funded. We have went through that $200,000 when we pre-funded that. And Idy Bailey, our financial consultant that's helping us through this transition, has suggested that we stay away from that because it adds a whole nother dynamic to the financials that is not needed. So essentially, you can see where under the A category, where we show under line 63 with an OPEB expense of $62,000.
Yes.
And then under B, where it shows zero.
Yes.
And what we're doing is we're just going to be building that in to the, say, line 59, where you can see a $20,000 increase there.
Yes.
That is going to include the OPEB and that kind of stuff. We just want to make sure that we're gonna pay that on a monthly basis instead of a yearly basis.
Okay. And so right now, as we're looking at 59, that 20,000 increase, does that include some of the OPEB or not yet?
That does include that. It includes all of the annuitants. That was not, and we didn't budget that in the prior years because of that weird way that we had that OPEB expense.
Okay. And right now we wouldn't really have a projected increase in health, life, and dental because that's usually at December.
Correct. Yes. Yeah.
Okay. The other question I had really had to do with property taxes. We still don't really know how those are going to show up. We were expecting increases, but we wanted to be conservative. So I assume that is, again, what we have done.
Correct. Yeah. So I think we're looking at about, if I'm not mistaken, we're probably looking at about a 4.5% return on tax investment. And I'm budgeting roughly, let's see, where are we looking at taxes, property tax?
So nine.
We're projecting two.
Okay.
So, you know, you can see where we're looking at about a $40,000 increase from prior years. So I want to be very careful in how we do that because it's important that.
Yes, we're wise to be conservative there.
You know, and my concern is that as the market starts to change, we're about a year behind on our tax revenue. So this fiscal year, we're probably going to see a decent increase. Next year, as houses start to sell, and if the market starts to change a little bit, we'll probably start seeing a decline in 24, 25, if that happens, in tax revenue.
And then I believe that is all I had for questions.
Chuck?
54, the utilities, you know, given the projected increase in electrical costs, does this cover that?
I don't think so. I've increased it 5%. What I wanted to do is I wanted to get a budget to you guys so you can kind of see where we're at with this. But there's a few items on here that I'm going to look at changing. And one of those is going to be utilities. It's concerning. And that's one of the main reasons why I would love to get rid of this building is because this building, it costs a lot of money in utilities. Just for the heating and
the gas. Gas has got to be atrocious.
Thousands of dollars a month, thousands. So, but yeah, I'm concerned about that. And I think that we're going to look at increasing that probably double if, you know, probably a 10% or a 12% increase.
Okay. The other question is on 56, the salaries.
Yeah.
Now, are these projected increases or have the salaries in fact gone up 11%?
Okay, so as you can see, we have an increase of 82.8.
Right.
Let's see, how can I
keep it simple?
Yep. This fiscal year, we went over on salaries because of plowing. We plowed a lot. These guys worked 330 hours, and so there was a ton of overtime. And so what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to capture a little bit of that. So take the actual of what we had, add a little bit on there, because likely people are going to be getting cost of living raises and possibly merit raises. Also, the personnel committee was supposed to meet last week. Unfortunately, we were unable to due to the incident. And I'm also potentially building money in there for general manager compensation.
Yeah. All right. That's it. Oh, translate into English.
OPEB.
And GASP. What are those in English? Give them later. That's just, it's more of a curiosity than
they know. Love. We have so many acronyms.
Exactly.
Yeah. We'll talk offline. I'll let you know.
Okay.
Okay. Any other questions?
So what I would suggest is kind of digest this. Have any questions? If you guys do have any questions about specific items, our next board meeting is going to be the 14th of June. We need to make sure that we approve this at the June meeting. So I'd like to see if you could get, if you guys have any questions, please forward those questions to me, and I'll back it up with an email by the end of this month. So give us those questions. We'll have those answers for you at the board meeting so we can make sure everything's clear and concise. And then if we're good, we'll approve in June.
Okay. Thank you, Ryan.
Okay.
Okay, moving on. 10.2, resolution 2023-03, updating signature boards. 10.2 is we're going to review and potentially adopt the resolution adopting new signature cards for Home Screen Bank, pages 25 and 26.
All right, this is just a procedural event that we have to do as we, one board member left, and with Director Hicks coming on, the new bank Home Street is requesting a resolution to include the new signatory card. So as you can see, we'll be passing this around here, which is new signatures, and we'll have to get you guys to sign this as well as the resolution. We'll be able to provide this to Home Street. Once they approve all of that, we'll be all of the directors will be able to sign checks for us. So,
what did we just sign that we had? We gave you our driver's license. What was that? Wasn't that the signature card?
Yes, but now it's the actual signature. Now we want your signature. So once you sign it, the resolution is the legal document showing that there's a resolution that's been approved, allowing you guys to sign for checks.
Okay. Any questions, directors? Okay. Can I get a motion to adopt the resolution 2023-03?
I will make a motion to adopt resolution 2023-03.
I'll second.
Thank you, Steve. Okay. Director Smith moved to adopt resolution number 2023-03, updating authorized account signatories for Home Street Bank. Director Castillo seconded the motion. I will do a roll call vote. Director Siefert?
Aye.
Director Lindstrom?
Aye.
Director Castillo?
Aye.
Director Hicks?
Aye.
Director Smith?
Aye.
Motion to approve resolution number 2023-03, updating authorized account signatories for Home Street Bank, was passed with all members voting aye.
Hey, Director Siefert, one more thing.
Yes, sir.
So I missed one thing on the budget. So can we go back to 10.1? On page 24, which was on the next page behind. So normally within the abbreviated budget as well as the detailed budget, we always had the terminal building inside there, and it made the numbers really convoluted. So I separated the terminal building completely out of the normal budget because it's easier to read because they're big numbers. You can see where the $1,079,000 is what we approved at the adopted budget. And that was for the design permitting. And what we're currently in right now, we spent $416,000 of it. And so the remaining amount is $662,700. This is coming out of the terminal building reserve fund. So it's not coming out of our operating expenses on the two prior pages.
What number is that on the?
It's right here.
On page 24.
No, but yeah. It's not in this place.
No,
at all.
No. We wanted to. I wanted to separate that from you, so it wasn't, because it's not within our operating expenses. It's within our budget reserve that you guys had set aside. Okay.
It doesn't need to be a line item in here.
Nope. Okay. Because it's not, like I said, it's not coming out of our revenues. It's money that you, the board, had set aside previously for the project.
Sorry, in the account.
Yep. This will be attached to the overall budget, but it won't be included in the abbreviated budget. Okay, that was all. I just wanted to.
For clarification, appreciate it. Okay, moving on, number 11, manager's report on page 27.
All right. So on the 21st of April, Abby, Patty, and myself, we attended the Earth Day event that Bear Valley Electric had put on.
There she is.
And so it was a great event. We had a bunch of kids. We had over 515 visitors, including 100 kids. We were able to pass out a bunch of balsa wood airplanes. We had some lunch bags that had the airport logo. Our objective for that day was to talk about the terminal building. We had some renderings that were completed. So we had those on easels. And I think we had a fantastic group of people and great positive comments about what we're doing. I think the biggest question was, when is it going to start? So we're getting there. The next day, April 22nd, I hosted a fly-in with the Fullerton 99s. We had 14 female pilots. They attended lunch here. And then we did a presentation here in the boardroom. About the financial aspects of the airport, the design and the construction. Again, we used those same pictures that we had done on easels. We've also discussed hosting a mountain flying course. These female aviators, before they came here, all took a mountain flying course to come here. We had students, people that had soloed, and we had pilots, commercial pilots, ATPs, and so it was a really good turnout. They thought it was a fantastic presentation that we did. On May 1st, as most of you know, as I was briefing you through the incident and the people that don't, May 1st, I had a call that was notified of a possible plane down in the area of Paradise Way and Maltby. Within minutes, from my dispatch from the fire department to when I showed, essentially I was showing up when the fire department and the sheriffs were also showing up. We were able to gain access to the aircraft. Unfortunately, the aircraft had three occupants that had perished. I started doing the notification to the FAA and the NTSB. We worked in unified command with all the partners there. Once I got the FAA and the NTSB online, we kind of had a game plan of the process that needed to happen. Essentially, the FAA showed up on site around, I guess it was about 5 o'clock that evening. We started the preliminary investigation. The rest of the group showed up a little bit later, and I think I left there about 8:30 or 9 that night. NTSB showed up late that night, about 10:30, but essentially started their investigation on Tuesday. I was with the investigator a majority of that day, majority of Wednesday, and a majority of Thursday. We were asked to remove the aircraft from the area and get it into a secure location due to the impeding weather that was coming on Thursday. They wanted to make sure that they didn't have any kind of contaminants from weather. So we went there on Sunday or on Wednesday morning, 7 a.m. The maintenance staff and I removed the airplane, cleaned up the site, and got the airplane put into a hangar that we have here. And the NTSB and Textron Aviation, which is Cessna Beechcraft and Hawker, they flew an investigator out here to participate in the investigation. And then on Thursday, we sat in the boardroom and went through all the details for the investigation, and they departed later that afternoon. So everybody did a fantastic job. It's not easy to deal with that kind of stuff. I feel sad for their families. I met with the families on Tuesday. They came to the crash site, and I met with all of the family. So keep their families in your prayers, and it's a tough industry.
Is there any speculation on how it crashed?
Not at this time. There's a lot of eyewitness statements, but you got to take all the information and digest it slowly. So that's for the Michael Hicks, the NTSB investigator in charge, as well as Andrew Hall, Beechcraft. That's their job.
No, I've known Mike for years, but no.
great man, incredibly smart. I learned a lot from those guys. So,
and just remember, it could take upwards to a year for the NTSB.
Oh, yeah, usually
for a small airplane budget.
And I can tell you that with our system that we have here, that we use to track airplanes and recordings, it was extremely beneficial for the investigation. So we'll support them in however they need. So
did they release the names of the victims?
They did. Yeah.
It's nobody local.
Nobody was local. Okay, and that's the end of my report.
Any public comments on this last manager's report? Any director's comments? Mary Kay.
I'd like to thank Jack for coming to all our meetings. I think that's super to attend. And thank you, Ryan, for an excellent meeting.
Hey, Steve.
Thank you, Jack, for coming public. And thanks to staff for the excellent work you did and the hard work you did on that budget. Very well thought out and presented. It's easier to decipher. I like it a lot. I like that new format.
Yeah.
Substantially. And it's a shame about the accident. I'll always reserve to speculate. Just won't go there and let the investigators do their thing. And prayers, condolences to their family. Unfortunately, it's a rare thing, but it is going to happen from time to time. But thank God it's very rare. But that's no comfort to the families. But it's a tragedy. Just keep them in their prayers.
Thanks, Steve. Chuck?
Oh, just good job on the accident. This is my never-ending question. Where are we on this crazy mobile home sitting out here in the parking lot, taking up for us.
I can talk to you. We'll talk offline.
Okay.
Yeah.
Julie?
Thank you, Ryan, for all the work and emotion that goes into aircraft recovery. That's not easy for any one of us that's involved in aviation to hear about, to know about, and to work through. So thank you for that. Thank the staff for all the work on the budget and the board meeting. And that's it for me.
You and I ditto all of that. You know, it's a great job. I love the new format of the budget. It makes it much simpler to get our head wrapped around it instead of having pages of what is that? What is that?
Yeah.
That helps a lot. Thank you, Jack. Thank you, staff. So we are now going to adjourn to closed session 13.1 pursuant to Government Code Section 54957, to public employee performance evaluation for the general manager. And 13.2 pursuant to Government Code Section 54957-6, conference with labor negotiators, agency designated representative of the airport district support directors negotiating the final jobs for unrepresented exempt employees. So we will now hear into this. Okay, we are reconvening to open session. Report from the closed session. There was no reportable action. Next meeting date will be Wednesday, June 14th, 2023 at 4 p.m. It's a regular board of directors meeting located in Terminal Building, West Wing Board.
But not quite yet. I got one thing we haven't talked about. And we need to think about when we're going to get together for the... what do we call our committee, Steve? Committee that you are on the
airport development.
Airport development. So we need to work out some kind of time frame for the airport development meeting and discussion with the potential builders. Okay. We just need to get something on date on that.
Great. Well, we can do that.
Yeah.
We can do that.
No, I just wanted to make sure we can have it out.
So again, next meeting is Wednesday, June 14th, 2023, 4 p.m. It's a regular board of directors meeting at the Terminal Building, West Wing Boardroom. And at 3:58, this meeting is adjourned.
Thank you.
4:58?
4:58.
4:58, excuse me. Thank you. Living in the past.
I'll get a ladder for you.